Page 71, Exercise 11. Listen to the whole lesson again. Decide if the following statements are true or false.
Good morning, class. We've been talking about the different species there are in nature, and today we're going to start studying bacteria. So, as people, we often think of ourselves as the most dominant life form. But compared to bacteria, humans are not that impressive. For a start, did you know that bacteria are one of the oldest living things on Earth? Many species have been wiped out, but bacteria have been around for about 4 billion years. We humans have only been on this planet for about 200,000 years.
That's impressive. What are bacteria exactly?
Well, like plants and animals, they're living organisms, and like all living things, they grow and they also reproduce. But bacteria are usually made of only one cell, and they don't need a mate to reproduce. When a cell is ready, it cuts itself into two halves. Each half is similar to the other half and forms a new bacteria cell.
Wow! What an efficient way of reproducing!
It certainly is. And think of this. One bacterial cell is so small you can't even see it, but in perfect conditions, it can reproduce every 20 minutes. In 10 hours, one single bacterial cell could grow into a colony of over 1 billion.
That sounds scary. Where do all these bacteria live?
Good question. First, bacteria can adapt to just about any environment. They've been found in the freezing Antarctic and in temperatures of 108 degrees Celsius. They're in the soil and flying in the air. There are also bacteria on the outside and inside of every animal, plant and tree. In fact, billions of them live on people. On each of us, there are 10 bacterial cells for every one human cell.
Then, I've got a question. Why aren't we ill all the time? I thought bacteria caused disease.
It's true that some bacteria cause diseases, but it's important you understand that most bacteria do not threaten us. In fact, people couldn't live without them.
Can you give us an example of how they help us?
Of course. They're everywhere, really. On our skin, in our noses and mouths, and in our intestines. So far, we know about 10,000 different species of bacteria that live on the human body. Each species does something different. For example, bacteria on the skin keep our skin healthy, and some are responsible for protecting us from disease. Bacteria that live in our intestines help us digest food, and others give us some important vitamins, like vitamin K.
But how does each species of bacteria know what to do?
People communicate in different languages, like English and French, right? Well, different species of bacteria have their own language. But it's not with words, of course. Each species of bacteria releases a special chemical into its environment. That chemical is recognized by other bacteria of the same species. Using this chemical, they communicate with each other and give information to each other about how to behave. Although they're individual cells, bacteria can act together, like a community. I'm afraid that's all for today.